Pencils down, everybody. Behave yourselves because it's time to listen to this great podcast. My name is Searle, and tonight we're doing our own version of Naked and Afraid. I'm naked and Jenny's afraid.
So how is this different than any other night?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
So I have a question.
I'm falling down. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
Yes.
So it's November.
It is indeed November.
People, especially men, tend to not shave during this time period.
Yes, that's true.
Will you be shaving?
I will be shaving. I am not going to... Well, I mean, I wonder... I've never actually looked to see this whole Movember thing. If it's supposed to be just mustache-related or all facial hair.
So I just... The reason why I even thought about it is, yeah. One, people were talking about it at work. I work with a lot of men. And here, somebody said, shave balls, not beard.
Wow.
And I thought... maybe that's an interesting alternative. I just don't understand this at all.
Oh, okay. Then if that is the plan.
Yes.
I will not be observing Movember.
Okay.
We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
I saw that post and I was like, really? Like, this is where we're going.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't particularly care if men shave or not. I also saw a video yesterday that somebody was like doing a test of all of the germs that was in his beard, and it was like the equivalent of a trash can and a toilet combined.
Ooh.
Minus the poop.
Wow. Okay,
that was the only bacteria he didn't have.
It's good to hear that the guy didn't have poop in his beard.
He was very happy about that. But like, he had the equivalent of a trash can. Like, all the bacteria that you find in a trash can was in his beard. And he was like, oh, that sucks. And then they were like, no poop. And he was like, yes, I just won, like, life. And I was like, I think you're in a pretty bad spot still.
Well, now I'm starting to wonder what exactly is in my mustache. I mean, there was this one time in 2002 where I found a car in there. But outside of that, I haven't really thought that there's been anything that
obscene. Yeah, but you have a thin pedophile mustache. So,
I do, yes.
So you've got that safety net.
Right.
But don't worry, I have the shampoo that you can use. Here.
So here's what I can gather from... looking at the label to this shampoo. I don't even feel like I'm endorsing the product here, because once you hear this stuff, then you're going to realize that you cannot endorse this. So it says free and clear shampoo for sensitive skin, which is great. It also says it's free of dyes, lanolin, fragrance, masking fragrance, protein, parabens, formaldehyde, and other preservatives. Now, let me repeat that for a reason here. So it's free of dyes, lanolin, fragrance, masking fragrance, protein, parabens, formaldehyde, and other preservatives. I repeated that for a reason because I'm going to read the back label now. This is on the front of the label. This is like a marketing element of this, that these things are true. Mm-hmm. So here's the back of it where it further describes the product, you would think. Free and clear shampoo has been specially created for persons who wish to avoid common chemical irritants found in most ordinary skin and hair care products. It is free of dyes, lanolin, fragrance, masking fragrance, protein, parabens, formaldehyde, and other preservatives. So they tell you this on the front of the label.
They're very proud of it.
And then on the back, when describing the product, they remind you, in case you didn't notice from seeing it on the front of the label.
In bolder and bigger font.
Exactly. But I would like to add, it's free of all of those things, but here are some of the ingredients that are in the shampoo.
Yeah, I think that's the funny part, too.
Like, it's got purified water. Great. You want to have purified water in your free and clear shampoo that's free of dyes, lanolin, fragrance, masking fragrance, protein, parabens, formaldehyde, and other preservatives. You want purified water in there. But do you want lauryl glucoside? Do you want cocoa glucoside? Cocoa glucoside sounds like the name of a stripper. Cocoa glucoside.
I mean, cocoa, yeah, but glucoside, I feel like maybe not the name of a stripper.
Well, that's Strawberry's cousin's name. It's a family name,
you know. I stand
yeah,
corrected.
Okay. Right. I mean, you've got, you know, acrylates copolymer, disodium cocoil glutamate. I'm not sure if this is stuff that's supposed to be found in what's called a free and clear shampoo, or if this is what you find in Silly Putty, or if this is what you find in Spam. I'm not sure. It may be in all of those products.
So, it probably is.
Yes. But, good luck on this.
Also, they have the UPC up here.
It's at the top.
And here.
And in the bottom. They're repeating unnecessary information.
Also, you didn't read my favorite part.
Well, yes. It's sulfate-free, it's betaine-free, and it's gluten-free.
Yes. The shampoo literally states that it's gluten-free. I didn't know that we wanted gluten-free shampoo.
I don't know.
I didn't realize that was a condition for people.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, I use a pretty well-known brand name shampoo that I actually literally cannot remember the name of. But I use some kind of shampoo that everybody has seen and somebody in their family has purchased before.
Suave?
Maybe. I don't know. It could be Suave. It could be Pert. It could be Pril. It could be Head & Shoulders. It could be Arm & Hammer. I don't know. It could be it could be Chevrolet. I'm not sure. But I will say this. Not once.
Is it Hyundai?
It is, yes,
is
yes.
Is it Samsung?
It's some Korean shit. I'm not sure what. But I can tell you this. I never even thought it possible to bake bread with my shampoo. And now I'm learning clearly.
Yes, you can.
With my shampoo that I use, I can bake bread with it, but not with this stuff.
No, not with this stuff.
This is gluten-free.
But you should have been baking bread with your shampoo a long time ago.
I know, exactly.
Think of all of the money you could waste. If you were ever like, man, these wads of cash,
yeah,
they're getting me down. Let me see how I can spend more of it in a very inefficient manner. And kill myself also at the same time.
Right.
Two for one. Two for one there. You know, just a BOGO.
Yeah, that's right.
A good BOGO there. Just start making bread with your shampoo. And apparently it'll give you that nice gluten texture.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I don't know if my shampoo has cocoa glucoside in it. But I mean, I certainly want some cocoa glucoside.
Then it's not going to have it like a chocolate taste. That's
no,
all
it's
that's
not.
Gonna do.
Right, okay, yeah. So I mean, it's just going to be just, you know, straight up bread coming out of my shampoo.
Yes.
This is totally going to happen, you know.
You know what you should just do? You should just put your shampoo in the oven.
I should.
At like 350?
Yeah, I'm just going to pop it in there. Yeah,
for like 45
bottle.
Minutes? Whole bottle.
Right.
I mean, maybe take it out of the plastic because we know the plastic is not going to...
That's
but, like,
true.
Just put it in a pan.
Okay.
And just cook it. And, like, let me know how that goes.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be great. You know,
yeah.
Make some bread. Try it out at home, you know, with my wife and cat.
Can we get, like, a better tasting? Because, like, I don't know. Like, they have some really, like, Suave has, like, coconut vanilla.
Right.
Right. Can
yeah.
we get one of those? Because, I don't want to eat lavender, really. I don't know if I'd like that.
That's
I don't know
fair.
That. And rainforest?
No,
I
don't want to eat rainforest bread.
I don't think I want to eat rainforest bread.
No.
So, like, let's think about this.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Coconut? I can go for coconut.
Yeah.
That'll be okay. We can mix them. Maybe we can mix them. We can do, like, a layer of... They don't sell chocolate shampoo.
And why don't they?
I don't know. But they do sell brown sugar. So maybe this is like a baking class.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I don't know if they have flour, but that's okay because it has gluten, so that probably covers that for us.
Well, right.
It's implied.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know much about cooking or baking or any kind of food preparation.
I mean, like, there's like a basic standard thing. You put flour, eggs, milk, and then other stuff. Like
right.
flavorings.
Yes, but here's one thing that I do know about baking bread because I paid attention someplace. What I've learned
well
about
done.
Baking bread is that generally it requires yeast. So depending on which hair I've been shampooing with this shampoo, there may actually already be some yeast around it.
Oh,
so I can
perfect.
Make this happen. Yes.
Perfect. Actually, that was one of the things that he mentioned that was in his beard. Yeast.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay.
Like, go for the Movember thing, and this will be our December activity.
Yes.
Is that we'll bake some bread with your beard. This is disgusting. And some shampoo, but that's okay because the shampoo will clean it.
Right.
But, like, the yeast will come out, make it rise.
Yes.
And then the shampoo will kill all the other bacterias.
This is
like
working
that.
Out great.
This sounds delicious.
You know what? If we actually can't make a recipe out of this, if it doesn't work out, I at least have the theme for the story that I can write for what is now National Novel Writing Month.
Oh my gosh,
this can be
yes,
our 50,000, my
good
50,000 word story, yes. It can be about somebody trying to bake bread with their shampoo. I could give it a
shot.
I mean,
like, I feel like you could do better than that storyline.
Well,
but.
It's, you know, it's an underlying theme. Maybe it's actually not going to be, like, the whole basis of the story. It's going to be a recurring theme that just manages to find its way through various parts of the story.
Okay, but I'd like to strongly encourage this Write Your Own Novel Month thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we record this, I mean, we're
How
almost
many?
3 full days into November, so that would only leave me with 27 days to go to
I mean,
write
that's
the
a
thing.
Lot of time. How long? How many pages does that have to be?
It's got to be 50,000 words.
50,000 words. Like, yes. How many pages is that in 12-point font?
I actually don't know. I wish
like,
I knew.
Can we, like, Google this?
Okay. We're going to Google that. Okay.
All right. Google is a search engine we are not sponsored by.
Never heard of it. Okay. Let's see. Yes. Maybe I have to click in the search box here. Okay. So, how many words fit on a page in 12-point font? Okay. So, for a page with 1-inch margin,
what?
12-point times New Roman font, and minimal what? Spacing elements, a good rule of thumb is 500 words for a single-spaced page and 250 words for a double-spaced page. So, a single-spaced page with 1-inch margins, 12-point times New Roman font, and minimal spacing elements, we're talking 100 pages. 100 pages. That's a lot of stuff. Now, I type quickly. I can type that in about 7 or 8 minutes. But that's still...
Okay.
A lot of words.
Oh, that's a lot of words. I was like thinking like...
And I should add, when I say 7 or 8 minutes, I don't mean for the 500 words. I can do 500 words in much quicker time than that. I mean for the 100 pages.
Since I don't have the attention span to read that many pages, if somebody can just write a 5-page short story, and all of our 3 listeners...
Right.
Write, you know, 5 pages. You can do double spaced and back in front. I count everything.
You'd make,
so if
like,
you want to short, if you want to widen those margins too, the shorter make,
you
the
would
better.
Make the worst professor ever.
The shorter the better, because let's be honest, you're gonna lose me fast.
Yes.
Even if it's the world's best story, but I'm gonna go 5 pages or less. If it's more than 5 pages, I will not read it.
Uh huh.
And just like do your best, and
so much pressure.
Winner will. I don't know. We're just thinking about this right now. So I mean, I just came up with this contest right now. So I mean, honestly, if your story is a paragraph, you're more likely to win because that's a higher chance that I'll actually read all of it.
We'll send
not
you,
a reflection of you.
I will include in the prize package. A video of me twerking, okay?
Oh my you'll gosh, get, yes.
So there you go. There will be a full prize package, and it will include that. So there will be other assorted prizes in the prize package.
Yeah.
But just, you know, send us
we'll
your
have
story.
A first, second, and third place.
Right,
which will
yeah.
cover all of our listeners.
Yeah, there you go. So everybody's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Uh-huh.
You have nothing to lose, quite literally.
Right.
So, I mean, and it's also would be a fun story. So anyways, I was kidding. I'm saying around 5 pages, but honestly, do whatever you want and just, you know, send it to us. And I promise you, we'll actually read it.
Yeah.
And I think this would be fun just to do. We're going to get no stories, but that's okay.
I know. Yeah. But
I'm just throwing that out there. I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to write one.
Sure.
I'm going to write one. I gave a paragraph to 5 pages is really the writing limit. I can do a paragraph. Double
yes.
spaced.
Well, okay, yeah, I guess
that way
so.
It looks longer.
It does, right? Yes.
All right, and you do 1.2 margins, so that way it's like not enough that the teacher notices.
Yep.
But like enough to get it down. You know, mm-hmm. You want to move that text down.
Yeah, you do. You absolutely do.
That's the kind of student I was.
Oh, I believe it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, also, I don't like page limits, and here's why.
Tell me why.
I'm to the point.
Yeah, you
and
are.
You know I am.
You are.
I am to the point, which means I don't need 10 pages to get my message across.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like as efficient as possible. If I can find one huge word that can suffice for 5 words, I will use the one word.
Well, okay, it's a good thing that you're not in school anymore, but this would probably be where one could say, if you can get your thought compressed, if they say do 10 pages,
yeah.
And you compress your entire thought into 2 pages, then that means you need 4 more thoughts. You need to just keep adding thoughts to it. Whether they tie together, I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead. But just start adding more
thoughts.
Right,
just
yeah. So, you know, right? You know,
then it's not on the topic anymore.
Well, then that's where the creativity comes in, where you just loop it back around at the end.
But then it loses its accuracy. If I was writing a creative, like, story, then sure. But not on, like... Write about this historical event. Fine, here are the facts. Write about this math. Like, they always made us write papers about mathematicians and stupid stuff like that. Right? Like, okay,
yes.
These are the facts of his life or her life.
Right, yes.
End of story. Like, I don't understand why I need to go into, like, you, like, we get the point. They did some stuff.
Yep.
It was important. Now we have encryption keys. Thank you, Pythagoras. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like,
to the point, as usual.
Poor Pythagoras. He was just like, I'm just like chilling here. And it took like, what, 1,000 years for his work to actually be like fully validated to what it is today?
Poor guy. Terrible. Yeah, I do feel for him. Yeah, he's going to come back and he's going to just start slapping people around.
He's like, I fucking told you. That's going to be his response.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait for this.
He's like, beast. You know, all the doubters, haters be hating. You're welcome.
I
went there.
You did. You said something that made me think of a question. So
I'm afraid.
Yeah, you should be. Okay. So we've established how you're old, but you're not old.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So did you ever see the television show The Facts of Life at all?
Few episodes, not all of them.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how much I'm going to pass this
test. That's fine. No. Okay. So
it might be too new for me.
It might be.
I was more of a Mr. Ed.
That's true. Yeah. Because, right. I mean, you know, my sister and I watched The Facts of Life growing up, but that was like going into like throughout most of the 80s. And then I think the show ended in the very late 80s.
Like,
I'm not
I was
sure.
More like Mr. Ed, Leave It to Beaver.
Right, yeah.
I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched.
Okay, yeah. Jeannie was hot. I mean, I just want to say that. But I will say,
skinny
not.
Skinny white girl.
I know, yes. I mean, not as hot as you, but, you know,
be
she was pretty
Cyril.
Hot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm coming to get you. So what I want to say about The Facts of Life, though, you don't need to really know anything about the show.
Okay.
Short of, you know, it was a show about a woman who was, like, leading some kind of boarding school type of place for girls. And then some of the girls, after they graduated from school, for some reason continued to live with this woman. So there were like, you know, four girls in the house with this woman, and then they were four women in the house
like
with this
change.
Woman.
Don't blame them.
They didn't. Yeah. So I'll say this about that show. All of the stars of the show at the time are still alive, which is great. The woman who, you know, played Mrs. Garrett, you know, leader of the house, started on Different Strokes as the same character, Mrs. Garrett, and then she left from working in that house to doing this thing. So
George
Clooney. Yes, he did make some appearances in it, yes. Yes, Charlotte Ray is writing or is about to publish an autobiography of herself. A couple of things about that. One, who's sitting around wondering, wow, I wonder what Charlotte Ray's life was like. Okay, I mean, right now she's only got two things that even make me think about her at all. The first thing that makes me think about her is she and Todd Bridges are the only remaining living people from Different Strokes. And I think she's actually going to win. She's going to outlive Todd Bridges, who's probably only like 45 right
now. She was in You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
That is weird.
So apparently you should know her from that.
I should totally know her from that.
She did stuff for Tom and Jerry, which is an awesome TV series.
Yes, and the other thing that I think about when I do think of Charlotte Ray is, wow, I can't believe that she actually ever existed and still exists. So, you know, she's still alive and still exists.
She was in a movie with the Hulk called Thunder in Paradise.
Oh, right. So when you say the Hulk, you mean Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
No,
I'm picturing like the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible
okay.
Hulk.
Right.
Did I say incredible?
No. But I actually used to watch that show, Thunder in Paradise, and I don't remember her at all.
It's a movie?
No, it was a TV show.
Weekly TV
show. Yes, it was.
I mean, it has a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is not very high.
Let me give you an idea of what Thunder in Paradise was.
I was 3 years old.
Let me give you some insight into my life as a teenager, okay? All right, so
at least I was alive. So.
You were, yeah. So a good friend of mine, his name is John. He lives in Orlando, Florida now. But we both lived in New Orleans at the time. And every Friday and Saturday night, you know, we were both nerds and we didn't spend a lot of time out. So we'd just chat on the phone and watch television and watch the same show.
Chat on the phone.
Right, yes. Yeah, people actually did that. Yes, I know.
Cute.
So what John and I would do on Friday or Saturday night, depending on which show was on, we would both like turn on one show we watched every week was Baywatch. So we would watch Baywatch and like make fun of it because it was hilarious. And then
That's what you were doing.
We were absolutely making fun of Baywatch because it was hilarious. David Hasselhoff, I mean, come on, it was hilarious. Yeah, I'm not going to get into the other stuff involved with that show. But we enjoyed watching Baywatch and making fun of it. After Baywatch, for a year or two, Thunder in Paradise came on. Here's how I recall the plots of the show. I don't remember it that well.
Okay.
But Hulk Hogan, I believe, played a bounty hunter. And it was him and a buddy. And what they did was go around. I believe it was set in... Oh, I'm trying to remember if it was set on which coast. It was either Florida or California. I think it was Florida. I think it was set in Florida someplace. So they went around on a powerboat, and they would just go around chasing bad guys. And Hulk Hogan would occasionally punch people out, and that was the entire show. Every week it was pretty much the same thing. But that's what they were, ex-Navy SEALs turned mercenaries, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, who hired themselves out as soldiers of fortune for a very high fee.
Yeah.
Yes, and they had Thunder, a souped-up, gadget-ridden speedboat. Right, that was it. So, yes, they were riding around
so
the speedboat.
So, basically, it's Knight Rider, but with a boat.
That's it, yes, it was Knight Rider with a boat, right. Following a show that starred David Hasselhoff. I mean, it was just all tied in together. It was perfect. So,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't see where it's located.
Okay, yeah, but, you know, Thunder in Paradise, John and I watched that every single week up until, like, it was halfway through its last season, and we thought, you know what, this is too bad even for us. Is there something else? Is there another episode of Baywatch coming on?
Somebody gave it a 10 out of 10. Surprisingly good action-adventure series.
So you have to understand the landscape of television at the time.
I first saw this not as a series, but as a movie in Italy.
Wow.
I was surprised because everything in Italy was dubbed, and this, sorry, it's...
I see. It looks a little weird. And this was not.
Not even subtitles. But the audience didn't seem to mind. They loved it.
Yeah, you didn't need to actually hear the dialogue to the show because you saw these guys on their speedboats chasing bad guys and punching them out.
I was watching a video today of Arnold Schwarzenegger went to Madame Tussauds.
Yeah.
And like they put like makeup on him so he looked like the actual Terminator. And so he stood there instead of his wax.
Oh, no.
And like people went to take pictures of him and they were like scared.
Oh, no.
And then he walked around L.A. and there was a Arnold Schwarzenegger, like a Terminator impersonator there. And okay. So Arnold, of course, like walked up to him and be like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "I'm the Terminator." And like the guy, like tried, like it was because he obviously said all of his taglines and he was like, "I'll be back." And the guy was like, "Like it was horrible." The guy was like there's a reason why he's working on the street.
Yeah,
horrible, horrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator. But like Arnold's such a nice guy,
right?
Like, I don't know him personally, but like. He always gives off a like very nice
he personality. Does. He seems kind of, to be.
Like he seems like a really nice guy. Like if I were to ever meet him in person and he wasn't nice, I'd be truly shocked.
Yes, definitely.
So he was like really great about everything and it was just really nice and really funny and I like when celebrities sort of do that where they like sort of stay human, you know.
Right, yeah.
Even though he was dressed up like a robot, but whatever.
Yeah. So I think that this is something that you should do. You should just go find, like, a very public place and just go walking around, you know. Just make sure you make yourself visible and conspicuous to everybody.
I mean, I do that every day.
No. I get the sense that sometimes when you are out in public, you do your best to sort of make sure people don't notice you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do the opposite of that.
I only do that when I'm with you.
Well, okay. I think I want you to do this once on your own.
No.
Go. Yes.
I'm public not ready yet.
Okay.
I'm still crawling, and you're trying to make me a fighter jet, and I feel like that's a jump. That's a jump, and I'm not ready to take it.
Right. Whereas when I'm by myself, I'm out there, you know, not just crawling, but flying and twerking and flying and twerking and, you know, flying and,
you know. If a fire jet could twerk, it would be you.
That would be me, yes. Speaking of twerking, by the way.
I mean, you work it into any conversation.
I do, yes.
Just by you being present, twerking right. is part of the conversation.
Indeed it is. So, I mean, last episode, I did mention how I had a request to do the Michael Jackson Thriller dance at a wedding on Halloween. And I actually did it. So it worked out great. Here's the disappointing part.
Yeah.
The disappointing part was, yeah, this Wedding reception. I think the wedding probably had close to 150, maybe up to 200 guests. There were a lot of people there. And I mean, you know, the bride had never met me. Well, neither one of them, the bride nor the groom, had ever met me before. And I was at...
I mean, that's like 99% of the weddings I go to.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah. She works with my wife, and she was a student of my wife, so my wife taught. So she knew her. But
what? Wait, hold on. She was a student of your wife that your wife taught?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So a teacher teaches?
Can you believe it?
This is crazy.
So, yes, and that actually, the teaching, I can work into what I was saying here, because it's important. Yeah. So,
were you teaching her?
No, I wasn't. No.
The song, like the lyrics to the song?
I was not. No,
I. Interpretive dance. Did you do an interpretive dance instead of.
The thriller dance? No.
Did you do the thriller dance and then an interpretive dance during the parts that you couldn't really do the thriller dance for?
I did an interpretive dance to the thong song. But that was. But that's.
Did you do that or Strawberry?
That was Strawberry, yeah. Okay. She didn't know she'd invite a Strawberry to her wedding.
Well, I mean, most people don't.
But in any case, the disappointing part was, you know, let me back up a step. So the DJ, who is this old Italian man.
Oh my gosh. Anyone with a laptop nowadays is a DJ.
Right, yes. And yeah, he was a little bit strange, but he had a lot of energy, even though he was like old as dirt. I think he might have actually been a day older than dirt. So what he did was he announced after they played a very slow song, he said, "We've got Michael Jackson coming up in a few minutes." So, okay, so everybody like, looks to me because they knew she had requested this song because I was at the table with my wife and all of the other coworkers. So like all the people from the company they work for were at one table. So they all knew about this. So they're like waiting for the song to start. So then we hear the music starting to play in a minute later. And the bride is actually at the DJ table talking with him, and she's apparently known him her whole life. Like, he's like a friend of the family or something. So then everybody's like looking at me, and they're like, okay, get going, time to start dancing. And I'm looking around, I'm like, okay, is she gonna see this? You know, where is she? Uh-huh. And she didn't turn around, and I'm dancing for a full minute, and she doesn't even notice. So the song ends a little bit later. I stop dancing because I figure she's not watching. Mm-hmm. So 5 minutes later, she's still milling around the reception, and she's talking with some guy who's there. And I just go over and stand next to her and start doing the zombie walk right next to her. And she doesn't even notice at first. I'm standing behind her while she's talking to somebody. And the guy she's talking to starts staring over her shoulder at me. Mm-hmm. She turns around and she's like, "Ah, Cyril!" So she knew my name from my wife. So she sees me and then she's like, "Did you do the dance? I missed it." "Yeah, you did miss it. I'm sorry." So she says, "Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Wait, let me introduce you to my dad here. Dad, this is my future husband, Cyril." That's what she says to her dad about somebody she'd never met before at her wedding reception.
So, this is how contagious you are.
I guess. And he, of course, her dad is like wondering, wait, what is my newly married daughter talking about here? Who is this man? And then she says, you know, that my wife taught her when she was in college. Now they work together. And she says, you know, and she actually, you know, says something very sweet. She says about me, she says, "His wife is the reason that I have this great job I have now. And, you know, I'm learning and successful at this job." Mm-hmm. So then he says, so he thanks me, like, I didn't do anything except dance, and apparently I'm going to, you know, steal her from her new husband. But then, you know, he goes over and has a nice conversation with my wife. So he actually felt really, really proud at that moment to meet the people who made his daughter successful. So I think actually...
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
He had some input.
I would think so. I would hope. But I just think that, you know, if I had not danced... then that exchange would never have happened. I don't think he would have been at the table. I'm taking credit for this. I'm taking credit for her brilliance. I'm taking credit for my wife's career as a teacher when she was teaching.
Whoa.
I'm taking credit for everything.
Whoa now.
That's how it works.
You're going to need to take an incredible step back.
I think so, yes. I can already hear my wife twirling the whip around at home.
She's hear it too.
Yeah, she's like 7 miles away and I can hear it from here.
Okay, come on now. Like, yeah. I can't, I'm trying to find a way to lecture you about this, but I know that your wife will murder you later. Like, with one text message. I can end your life right now.
No, 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 I appreciate that. You would not. Please don't. No, thank you. No, like, thank you. One, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, no, that won't be necessary. No, 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 that won't be necessary.
Dear Pinky.
No, 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 no. That was totally Strawberry saying all that.
Oh, okay.
In that case. I was out of town when that shit happened. It's totally Strawberry. So I just wanted to say that. So, no, I will take credit for at least providing some entertainment to this bride at her wedding reception.
Oh, that you absolutely, that I give you that.
I'm going to do, because my wife did take video of the dance, and yes, she did get to see the dance later. So it was
And you
good.
Posted it on Facebook.
I admit that I did. Well,
on the Fisici books.
It is on the Fisici books, by the way.
Cabeza Libro.
Whoa, that was awesome. Great job. Great job with the Dutch right there. I don't know. I'm from the South. I don't know.
I mean, like, you use that as an excuse for everything.
Because I can.
Can you, though?
Yes. Did you hear what happened in this hospital in Mobile, Alabama? No, yes. we'll save that for next time.
Oh, my gosh. We just stole that story.
We'll save it for next time.
I had, like, an awesome thing planned. And not really that planned. I literally came up with it on the spot, but okay.
When did you?
What?
When did you come up with it?
When we were eating at Five Guys, because we didn't go to Chipotle this week. What? I mean,
oh my goodness,
toss up.
We actually have a minute and 50 seconds left.
No, we don't.
Yes,
you're lying.
Do. No, I'm not.
You're absolutely lying.
I started it afterwards.
31. 17,
no, it's actually at 20. 18, 19, it's actually
20,
at 28:50. It's at 28:50.
23.
No, 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 no.
25.
Okay, what did you plan?
20.
What did you plan?
I didn't have anything planned.
You came up with something. What did you come up with?
Oh, I came up with a follow up to your story about mobile. Like, remember?
Yeah.
appendix transplants.
So
I came up with a new way.
Okay. So.
Can you get how fast open, can you say the story?
Open poll out here to all of our listeners. Just now, what age did Jenny sound as she was speaking? Your choices are 2, 5, and 100. Okay. Which one was it? And let me just give you a hint. Because there was no farting involved, it is not 100. Okay. Okay, now we're out of time. We had a minute 50 seconds, and you blew it. Okay, so.
I don't want to go to school today.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to have to make sure that.
Stay home and bake cookies with you.
So we're going to have to get Jenny settled down here. It's been a long 29 minutes and 55 seconds that we've had of this show.
I don't trust you.
You shouldn't, because we're now almost at 33 minutes.
Oh my gosh! Good night. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, and err on the side of awesome.
Bye-bye.